Like Bob, I am looking forward to our singing this afternoon. But we're going to start by reading. So if you have your Bibles, open to Psalm 139. Psalm 139. It's 24 verses. I'm going to read all 24 verses. And then we're going to sing a song that incorporates this. You know the song. It's nothing new. But what I find interesting or helpful is the way that our songs many times incorporate Scripture very directly. And so let's pay attention as we read together Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. And this psalm, by the way, was referenced this morning in our assembly. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in behind and before and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where shall I go from your spirit, or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you're there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness will cover me and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. If I would count them, they are more than the sand. I awake, and I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God. O men of blood, depart from me. They speak against you with malicious intent. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with complete hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any grievous way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. That's a great psalm. And it was a psalm that I got to study through this last week, a chunk at a time. And then after we would study a chunk, then we would sing in your red folder, song number 127, You Search and Know. So pay attention as we sing, as we've talked, as we sing this song together, reflect on what we've just read from God's Word and what I find is just really solidifies God's Word when I can sing it in a song as the psalms were done. You search and know.
You hem me in behind me and me.
So today, for our singing, we're going to sing the Psalms. And Sarah commented in our Hebrews Bible study this morning that it was 2 years ago today that Matt Basford passed away. Matt was all about worshiping God in song. And he saw the Psalms as what it is. It's a songbook of worship and praise and other things in our approach to God. And so many of you have seen this book that he put together, which puts each of the Psalms to a tune so that we could sing the Psalms, you know, and incorporate the words pretty much directly. And it's a great tool. And That's been happening for thousands of years now, and it started when the Psalms were written, and it's been carried on since then. And we do it with songs that we sing today, I think sometimes a little bit unknowingly. And so what I'd like to do for the next hour is have us consider some Psalms in some thematic approach, loosely, and read some Psalms and then sing the song that incorporates those thoughts with it. And like I said, I just found it very encouraging to me to read text and then sing it in a song. It just really reinforces that, and I hope it can do that with us today. And so the first thought that I want us to consider that we find prevalent throughout the Psalms is the fact that we see in there that there's the elements of trust and shepherd's care in a number of the Psalms. Psalm, for example, Psalm 23, Psalm 27, Psalm 121 as a few examples. And here we read in Psalm 23, you're very familiar, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Throughout these Psalms that emphasize this idea of trust and the shepherd's care, there's these ideas, a focus of God's protection, God's guidance, and his presence in every valley and every victory. And themes that we see throughout this are like having peace in trial, having dependence, seeking divine guidance, and finding security in God. And so we're going to sing three songs, and the first one is in our Blue Song Books, number 375, The Lord's My Shepherd, I'll Not Want, number 375, which pretty much directly follows the words of Psalm 23.
So
next in Psalm 27. I'm going to read verses 4 through 6. Psalm 27, 4 through 6. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above my enemies who surround me. At his tabernacle will I sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. In our red folder, song number 158 is entitled, One Thing I Ask of the Lord. Number 158.
One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek. Dwell in the house of the Lord.
Sing that song very much. Paul, could we flip back and let's just do that one more time? The tricky part is where the basses come in and kind of get us going in what I would refer to as the chorus. May I dwell in the house of the Lord. So it's just that coming in part that's kind of tricky. I'll try to help a little bit more this time, but let's do this one more time.
One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek.
Thank you. All right, next, Psalm 121, verses 1 through 4. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. We're going to sing in our red folders, number 193, My Help Comes From the Lord, number 193.
Do, so.
Next, another theme we find through the Psalms is this idea of repentance and renewal. And many Psalms we could pick. A few that I'm going to have us focus on include Psalm 51, Psalm 25, and Psalm 19. Common throughout these Psalms is where we see a focus on confession, on cleansing, and on the renewal of a heart before God. And some common themes include mercy, repentance, and spiritual renewal. And first we'll read from Psalm 51, and we'll read verses 1 through 17. Psalm 51, 1 through 17. Be gracious to me, God, according to your faithful love. According to your abundant compassion, blot out my rebellion. Wash away my guilt and cleanse me from my sin. For I am conscious of my rebellion and my sin is always before me. Against you, you alone, I have sinned and done this evil in your sight. So you are right when you pass sentence. You are blameless when you judge. Indeed, I was guilty when I was born. I was sinful when my mother conceived me. Surely you desire integrity in the inner self, and you teach me wisdom deep within. Purify me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Turn your face away from my sins and blot out all my guilt. God, create a clean heart for me. And renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not banish me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore the joy of your salvation to me and give me a willing spirit. Then I will teach the rebellious your ways, and sinners will return to you. Save me from the guilt of bloodshed, God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness, Lord. Open my lips and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not want a sacrifice or I would give it. You are not pleased with a burnt offering. The sacrifice pleasing to God is a broken spirit. God, you will not despise a broken and a humbled heart. We're going to sing in our blue books, number 501, which is Psalm 51. Number 501 in the blue books, Psalm 51. To the tune of Rock of Ages.
Do so.
Next, in Psalm 25, we read this. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. We'll sing song number 81, Unto Thee, O Lord. Number 81 in the red folders.
Do mi. Let my enemies triumph over me.
And then in Psalm 19, beginning in verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. In our blue books, number 439, the law of the Lord, also known as Psalm 119, number 439. Do, mi, do. Paul's going to come up and help out with the next section.
One of the other themes you see in the Psalms, or one of the another theme you see in the songs, Psalms, is this concept of praise and thanksgiving, and we will be reading excerpts from Psalm 95, 103, 108, 146, and 148. And inside those psalms, you will see this theme of the writer is looking at creation and seeing all the ways to bless God because of what he can see. He's looking at God made all of that and yet cares for me, and the thankfulness the psalmist has for God. We see the joy of being able to appreciate the creation God has made. You look out and you see how well, even in a world full of sin, you see the creation, you see how well things were designed. There is joy in that. And then you see this concept of God's steadfast and enduring love throughout creation. Whoever his people were, the world's been around, God has always kept his steadfast love on his people. So Psalm 95, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Number 17 in the red binder, come, let us worship and bow down. Psalm 103, verses 8 through 14. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he himself knows our frame. He is mindful that we are but dust. East to West, number 145 in the red binder. Do me. Psalm 108. My heart is steadfast, O God. I will sing. I will sing praises even within my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken with the dawn. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples, and I will sing praises to you among the nations, for your loving kindness is great above the heavens, and your truth reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and your glory above all the earth. I will wake the dawn with praises. Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all you hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all stars of light. Praise him, highest heavens and the waters that are above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. Praise the Lord. Number 21 in the Blue Book. Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praises to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes and human beings who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea, and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow, but he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. This will be on the overhead only. Zion, sing.
Do not turn your hearts, do not give your trust to the princes who cannot save. With their breath departs, they return to dust, they go down to the grave. Let us pray for rain to the Lord Almighty.
two more shorter sections. Devotion. We see a lot about seeking after God and just, you know, giving all of self. We're going to look at Psalm 42 and Psalm 63, but, you know, this idea of panting, thirsting for God, having this devotion that's just steadfast, and in doing so to have relationship with God, to have communion with Him. So this idea of longing for God, even worshiping alone in solitude. And I think included in this would be the thought of meditation. So in Psalm 42, you're familiar with Psalm 42, which reads, "As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God." Let's sing in our blue books, number 589, "As the Deer." And in Psalm 63, "O God, you are my God, earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you, my body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. I've seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live. And in your name, I will lift up my hands." In our red folders, number 10 is the song Step by Step.
No soul.
And last, we're going to sing one final song. Oh, this idea of strength and deliverance, which we see just throughout the Psalms, and specifically here in Psalm 18, God's power to save, his power to deliver, his power to defend and sustain his people, his ability to give victory, and allowing us to have courage because of him. Psalm 18, verses 1 through 3, and then 46. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. Number 147 in our red folders is entitled, I Will Call Upon the Lord. I do want to sing this just slightly differently than it is written and that we normally do. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. And we'll hold that note out. And then we'll cut it off, and then we'll go together into the chorus, each of the three verses. And this will be our final song, so I think we will have announcements following this. Do.